Don't you love the sound of them leaving? It's beautiful.
你也是不是很高兴听到他们离开？
Well, good morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
大家早上好。
This morning, Brother Hightower and I are going to just speak a few moments about unity.
今天早晨牧师会讲关于合一的一个题目。
We need unity with each other in Christ to have unity in our church.
我们彼此要有合一，或者是我们大陆说的团结，我们只有这样，我们才能在主里面有团结，有合一。
You may tie the tails of a cat and a dog together and have union, but you surely do not have unity.
你可能可以把一个猫和一个狗它的尾巴缠在一起，让它们跑不了，但是你不会有真正的合一的。
Okay, I have a question for you.
我对大家有一个问题。
What do you have when you have 150 people all together with different opinions?
就是说，如果你把150个人，每个人都有自己不同的意见的人放在一个屋子里，你会得到什么东西
？A Baptist church business meeting.
那就是说一个可以想象，我们就是像一个我们教会的会员大会一样。
That's supposed to be funny. Anyways,
对，大家应该乐了。
I would say that most churches don't have real unity in Christ.
很多教会可能在并没有在基督里那样的真正的合一。
Do we here at the Ann Arbor Chinese Church have unity in Christ?
那么我们这里的安城华人教会有没有在神里面基督里面的合一呢？
What is unity in Christ?
什么是在基督里的合一？
One thing I know it's not having everybody having a mohawk haircut.
合一就是说不是说我们每个人都剃头像那个弟兄剃的那样头哈，他那个是很帅的。
Because if I had a mohawk haircut, it would be pathetic.
他没有多少头发，所以他做不了。I was speaking about your hair.
Can't say much, can you? Okay. That's not on the script, by the way. What will it take for us to have real unity in Christ here at our church?
我们怎么才能在我们教会里有在主里面的真正的合一呢？
Do we really want to do things God's way here?
我们真的是想用神的方式在我们这里做事吗？
Or are we just content doing things our own way?
或者我们就是很满意我们按我们自己的个人的方式行事。
This is more complicated than we'd like for it to be.
这其实是比我们想要的更复杂的多。
I just replaced my drum brakes on my son's 1993 Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, nice dad. 他就是他刚把他儿子的1993年的吉普车的后面的那个刹车给换了。
Now this sounds easy, doesn't it?
就好像听着很容易啊，换刹车。
But I found out that even a master's degree or even a PhD degree doesn't help when it comes to the dreaded drum brakes.
他就说，就算你有硕士或者是博士学位，当你要换那个刹车的时候，这个学位都没有用的。
The rear piston was leaking on the left rear rear wheel of the brake system.
他那个后面的那个活塞有漏油了，漏到他那个左后面的那个刹车的上面。
When I took off the drum, I said to myself, "Wow, there's a lot of springs and strange parts inside this drum."
他就把那个刹车那个鼓打开了，他发现里面有很多的弹簧啊，很多乱七八糟的部件。
I proceeded to take the drums apart and to change the piston.
他把那个刹车给打开了，然后把那个活塞也换了。
The brake line was rusty and it broke.
他那个刹车的线是很锈了，而且也断裂了。
By mistake, I bought a Chinese threaded brake line instead of American brake line.
Everything is Chinese now, right?
It's just
okay. Well, 他说他买错了零件，他买了一个中国的那个车的零件，但是他的儿子的车是美国车。
No unity, no worky.
Okay, 就是如果没有合一的话，什么都不会运作的。
Finally, after three trips to the auto parts store and help from a neighbor,
他去那个汽车零部件商店跑了三趟， 然后他的邻居还给他帮忙。
This neighbor had the right tools and some good advice.
这个他的邻居有很好的工具，也很好的建议。
The left side brakes in the rear were finished. Hallelujah.
他就把那个左边的那个刹车他能够修好了。
Well, I finished the right rear brakes and half the time that I finished the left side.
他把右面的呢用一半的时间就修好了。
And then I bled the brake system of all the air.
然后他把那个车里边的那个刹车里的空气都给弄掉。
And I was done.
他然后就一切都做好了。
What was the secret to the job?
就说是什么样的有一个什么样的秘密能把这个工作做得好呢
？Do one side of the brakes at a time, so you look at the other side, so you have a pattern to know how to do them.
那就说先把一面做好，当你做另一面的时候，你就知道怎么做了。
You see, that way both sides of the brakes can be done according to the specifications, and they'll be safe and they'll be the same.
这样的话，就是两边做的都很好，都会满足那个安全的要求。
Unity is also complicated and difficult, but doable with diligence.
合一是很是比较难的，但是如果我们努力的话，我们是可以做出来的。
How can we have unity in Christ at the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church?
我们如何能够在安城华人教会有在基督里的合一呢？
We must follow the biblical specifications that we have here in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们必须要听那个以弗所书第四章的教导。
This morning we'll examine Paul's plea and Paul's pattern for unity in Christ.
今天早晨我会来讲保罗对合一的呼召呼吁和他那个合一的模式。
Let's look at Paul's plea for unity.
让我们来看一下保罗对合一的恳求。
And I'll ask Brother Haitao to read the verses 1 through 3 in Chinese.
好，我们来读以弗所书四章一到三节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Okay, 1 through 3.Okay, then we're going to look at reflecting on the Christian's calling.
我们会来思考一下我们作为基督徒的呼召。
The metaphor that Paul uses is walk, or the NIV is to live.
保罗他原来用的词是走，或者是在现在的翻译是活出，行事为人。
And it suggests something that's controlled or enduring or directed, not something that's aimless.
他讲的意思就是要有节制的，是有持久的，是有目标的，而不是一个漫无目的的乱走的。
See, short-term living has no value. We need a lifetime of faithfulness that mirrors God's calling in our lives.
短期的努力是没有价值的。我们需要有一个活出我们一个忠实的生命，这个生命与神的呼召相称。
And none of this suggests that we're doing anything by ourselves.
这并不是说我们要按我们自己的能力做事情。
But life with God and by His help is a life of discipline and effort.
但是一个靠神的生活是需要纪律和努力的。
Many of us are lazy.
我们都很懒，我们在座的很多人很懒。
We want discipleship without discipline.
我们希望成为门徒，但是不愿意受训练，受有纪律。
That does not exist.
但是那是不可能的。
We seek what we can get by with.
我们都是得过且过。
But the challenge is to do what we should, to live a life worthy of the call that we have.
但是我们的挑战就是我们应该做我们当做的，让我们的生命与神的呼召相称。
After walk, Paul uses the word worthy.
当他讲完行事为人的话，保罗用个词就是要相称。
He has in mind how weights and scales are matched or balanced.
他想的就像天平一样，你怎么把那个砝码放在两边，让它能够平衡。
Our practical living should match or balance with our spiritual position.
我们的实际的生活行事为人应该跟我们的属灵的身份相称。
Therefore, living up to our high and holy calling contributes to the unity.
如果我们真的活出神对我们的呼召的话，会帮助我们教会建立我们的合一。
As God's people, we as God's people have His provisions to accomplish His purposes in our lives.
我们作为神的子民，我们会得到神给我们的供应，然后帮助我们在我们生，让我们活出他的在我们生命中的目的。
Ephesians 1, 4 and 5 says, For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight.
以弗所书一章四节这样讲，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and His will.
第五节这样讲，又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
If God's love is so great,
如果神的爱是如此之伟大，
If His salvation is so powerful,
如果他的救恩是如此之有能力，
If God has granted such reconciliation,
如果上帝赐给我们之间有这样的和解，
then we as believers should live accordingly.
那么作为信徒的话，我们的生活就应该反映出这些神的能力。
We should value God's love so much that our lives are shaped by it.
我们应该非常珍爱神的爱，使得我们的生命都是被神所塑造的。
Note that calling is used of salvation and responsibility of every Christian.
注意到呼召这个词是对每一个基督徒的救恩和责任的呼召。
Not of some professional ministry or some elite group.
并不是给那些专职的服侍神的人，或者是一些所谓的精英的团体。
This call is for all Christians to live in accord with what God has done in their lives.
这个呼召是让所有的基督徒他们的生活能与上帝在他们生命中的呼召是相一致的。
We need to recover a sense of the calling with which God has called us.
我们每个人都需要恢复这样一个神所呼召给我们的那样的一个使命感。
See, most Christians have no sense of the fact that they've been called by God.
很多基督徒可能没有这样的一种他被神呼召的使命感。
But every Christian's been called by God, and it's an act of grace in their lives.
但是每一个人都是神通过他的恩典呼召我们的生命。
Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
彼得后书一章三节这样讲。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
神的神能已将一切关于生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
With this gift comes responsibility.
随着恩典而来的是责任。
And we must live out this, the reality of God's love in our lives.
我们要活出上帝在我们身上的爱。
We also have to have this kind of call requires correct attitudes and actions.
当然要有合一，我们需要有正确的态度和行为。
Klein Snodgrass writes, "All life is relational."
有这样一个传道人叫 Klein Snodgrass， 他这样讲，他说生活的一切都是关系。
Even when we think we're alone and independent.
也许我们认为我们是孤单的，或者是独立的。
Positive relations are based on several factors.
积极的关系和正面的关系是基于有几个因素。
And this has to do with a shared identity.
有共同的身份。
Identities like family.
像家庭。
Culture, subculture.
文化，次文化。
Race or a shared experience.
种族和共同的经历。
Values and respect.
共同的价值观和彼此之间的尊重。
But we as Christians have we relate on a broader foundation.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们之间的关系有一个更广泛的基础。
We share an identity in Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里有一个共同的身份。
The experience of Christ as our Savior, and then the values that are determined by Him.
我们都经历过耶稣的基督的救恩，我们也有基督的价值观。
This is what Paul attempts to convey to us to focus on unity and on the body.
这是保罗把重点放在合一和教会肢体上所要传达的信息。
Paul lists the virtues in chapter 4 and verse 2.
保罗在 chapter 4 verse 在第四章第二节他列了很多美德。
We have humility, gentleness, patience, and tolerant love.
我们有我们有这个谦卑温柔 what is
humility, goodness, patience, tolerant love.
耐心和爱.
And these are not probably the first ones that we would list describing a life worthy of God's call.
也许我们可能并不, 如果让我们来选的话, 我们也许不应, 不会把这几个美德选出来。
But as we will see, this is exactly what we need.
但是我们可以看到这, 这几个美德是正是我们需要的, 能够活出神对我们生命的呼召。
Humility brings a proper self-awareness.
谦卑需要让我们能有正确的自我意识。
Sorry. A virtue by which we realize our unworthiness apart of God's grace.
那就是说我们当我们离开神的恩典的话, 我们是一无是处。
Proverbs 15:33 says, before honor comes humility.
箴言15章33节这样讲, 尊荣以前必有谦卑。
Proverbs 22:4 says, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life.
箴言22章4节这样讲, 敬畏耶和华, 心存谦卑, 就得富有, 尊荣, 生命为赏赐。
Proverbs 27:2 says, let another praise you and not your mouth, a stranger and not your own lips.
箴言27章2节, 要别人夸奖你, 不可用口自夸, 等外人称赞你, 不可用嘴自称。
There are steps and exercises to humility, but the end of humility are these three things.
有不同的方法, 我们可以得到, 得到谦卑啊, 但是谦卑是代表着以下的这些事情。
If you want to be humble, you have to have a continual awareness of God in your life.
如果你想谦卑的话, 你要有对神有不断的认识。
A continual awareness of our own sinfulness and frailty.
对我们自己的罪和软弱的不断的认识。
A continual awareness of the equal value of all other persons. Thank you.
对所有其他人平等的价值的不断的认识。
Hot water. Perfect. I don't know about you, but I have trouble with the second one, an awareness of my own sinfulness and frailty.
我不知道你怎样讲，对我个人来讲，我很难记得自己的罪和自己的软弱。
Do you have a problem with humility?
你是不是很难做到谦卑?
That's a struggle that we all have.
这是我们每一个人都很难都面对的一个挑战。
And then gentleness.
然后是温柔。
Gentleness is being mild-spirited and self-control. It's the opposite of vindictiveness and vengeance.
温柔就是态度和蔼，要有自制，而不是怀恨与报复。
Gentleness is power under the control of God.
温柔其实是在神所控制下的力量。
Moses is described as very humble, more than any other man who was on the face of the earth. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3.
民数记12章3节这样讲, 摩西为人极其谦和,胜过世上的人。
Not just godly women, but all believers should have unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4.
彼得一书三章四节，就像彼得一书三章四节讲的，不只是前进的妇人，所有的信徒都应该有以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Again, Snodgrass says, while gentleness is important in all our relations, including the workplace and church.
这位传道人又讲，虽然温柔在我们所有的关系中都很重要，包括工作场所和教会。
Possibly the arena that which gentleness is most needed is within the family.
有可能最需要温柔的却是我们的家庭。
So much emotional and physical damage is done within the context of that which should be the most loving.
我们的家庭本来应该是最有爱的地方，但那里却有许多精神上的和身体上的伤害。
Children and spouses are crushed by harsh and demeaning language and also by violence in the home.
孩子和配偶会有时会受到刻薄的语言的伤害，有时甚至会到暴力的，受到暴力的攻击。
We can say we meant nothing by it, but the damage will have been irreparably done.
虽然我们可以说，哦，那是气话不算数的，但是那已经不可挽回的伤害就已经造成了。
And Christian homes are sometimes the very worst offenders at this.
有时基督教的家庭里面有很多这样的，也有这样不好的地方。
We need to look at our families and look at them as if on each one of them it says fragile, handle with care.
我们对待每个家庭成员就好像那个你买那个玻璃的东西上面写着易碎，小心轻放。
Gentleness nurtures people.
温柔能够培养人。
It respects them.
尊重他们。
It allows them to drop their defenses and be able to deal more objectively with issues.
能够帮助他们放弃他们心理上的障碍，能够客观地处理各种各样的问题。
Gentleness conveys the idea of sensitivity.
温柔能够表达我们对别人的所需要的很敏感。
A desire not to harm people.
不想伤害别人的愿望。
You value that other person.
对别人重视。
With gentleness in our church, people can be nurtured.
如果我们彼此都能温柔相待的话，我们可以帮助每个人都来成长。
And gentleness in your home, your children can grow up in an atmosphere where there's love and care.
如果你对你的孩子有温柔的话，他们能够长在一个很有爱和关怀的环境中长大。
And then patience.
下面就是耐心。
Patience is long-suffering endurance of evils of all kinds. It's the idea of having a wide and big soul.
忍耐是长期忍受各种邪恶的耐力。用我们中国人的讲，就是要有宰相的度量，有很大的度量，能够承受各种各样的不好的东西。
Patience is putting up with each other in love.
忍耐就是我们在爱中彼此忍受和忍受和接纳。
My wife has put up with me for 39 years.
Oh. 他们已经结婚39年了。39年里他的太太每年都在忍受。
Pray for all of our wives here today.
替我们在座的每一位妻子祷告。
Patience is the exercise of a largeness of soul that can endure annoyances and difficulties over a long period of time.
忍耐是用我们宽大的胸怀来长期承受各种烦恼和困难。
The patient saint accepts God's plan for everything without questioning and grumbling.
那个耐心的圣徒会接受上帝的一切的计划，从来不质疑或抱怨。
He is patient with everyone.
他是对每个人都有耐心。
Are you a patient person?
你是不是很有耐心呢？
No, you're not.
我们很多人都没有耐心。
It's a struggle to become patient.
真的是很难做得非常有耐心。
I've never prayed for patience.
他从来没有祷告神给他耐心。
Because the Bible says if you want to be patient, tribulation will come.
他是说如果你想要有耐心的话，神就会试探你，你会有事情让你来看看你有没有耐心。
Yes, we don't need to know. What about that? The lack of patience reflects the narrowness of soul.
相反的，如果你缺乏耐心的话，其实是反映了你心胸的狭隘。
Patience is that largeness that values other people.
要有耐心的话，就像你要有宽广的胸怀，能够看到别人的价值。
It values them and gives them room and time to learn and to fail and to develop.
就是你爱他们，让他们给他们有时间和空间，让他们去学习、去失败、去发展。
And then forbearing love is agape love.
忍耐的爱是一个无条件的爱。
Agape love is the kind of love that gives continuously and unconditionally.
这样的爱是不断的给予和无条件的给予的。
First Peter 4:8 says that such love covers a multitude of sins.
彼得前书四章八节讲，那样无条件的爱能够遮盖许多的罪。
It's the kind of love that says, "Oh, don't worry. The pastor's always saying, putting his foot in his mouth. Don't worry about it." that's going to be a hard one, isn't it? The pastor always says things he shouldn't say, but I love him anyways.
Okay. 就是这样的爱，就是说什么呢？就是说，也许我们看到牧师身上有我们不喜欢的地方，但是我们还是爱他。
Do you love me anyways?
Yes.
Thank you, brother. That's agape love.
这是无条件的爱。
Before the service, he said, "You're not going to go off track, are you?" No, I'm not going to.
对，我们那个开始之前，我问他，我说你是不是应该按照你的那个讲稿来讲，不要跑太远哈。虽然他跑得远，我也还是爱他。
What did he say? I need a translator. Agape love first comes from God.
无条件的爱是首先来自神。
And Christians exhibit a love for God and a love for people because of God.
因为神先爱我们， 我们才能爱神和爱其他的人。
Christianity is God directed.
基督教是由上帝来引领的。
It's Christ defined.
是由基督来确立的。
And it's others oriented.
是面对他人的一个信仰。
Only in such direction, away from self, do we really find ourselves.
只有当我们把注意力放到别人的身上，离开我们自己的时候，我们才能发现我们真正的自我。
Remember, love is a choice that we make.
记住啊，爱是我们的一个选择。
It's an act of caring enough to give attention to other people.
那是看重别人，能够足够的看重别人，能给他爱和关怀的一个行为。
As often noted, the opposite of love is not hate; it's just indifference.
经常人说的指出的就是爱的对立并不是恨，而是说冷漠。
People must be willing to forgo their rights and put up with each other in love.
在爱里面，我们必须要愿意放弃我们自己的权利，来接纳对方。
Let us recognize that all of us, from time to time, are a burden or a pain.
让我们知道，我们每个人都有时候是，都是很就有很多问题，让很难让别人接受的。
And since we're bound to each other in Christ, we have to make a choice not to let that person go, but to love that person.
但是因为我们在耶稣里成为一体，是合一的，我们就要做出一个选择，不要放弃别人，当他们不可爱的时候。
We must endeavor or work hard at keeping unity in our church.
我们要努力地保持我们教会的合一和团结。
What are some unity keeping endeavors?
有什么样的努力我们要做呢？来保持合一呢？
We must have unity in the spirit.
我们必须在圣灵里有合一。
We must have peace.
我们必须要有平安。
Humility.
我们要有谦卑。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Patience.
耐心。
Forbearing love,
忍耐的爱。
Truth and love together,
真理和爱心同在。
Unity in Christ,
在基督里的合一。
Clearly communicating,
我们有清楚的交通。
Staying current,
不断的更新。
We can't hold grudges for a long period of time.
我们不能长久的记着别人的过错。
We must live a life worthy of the call, and this calling is a life of fellowship.
配得神呼召的生活是一个有亲密关系的生命。
And this can't take place, apart from humility and gentleness and patience and tolerant love.
如果没有谦卑、温柔、耐心和宽容的爱，这是做不到的。
And these four activities have no relation to weakness.
这四种美德，如果你有的话，并不代表你是软弱的。
It's quite the opposite. They require strength and a clear-eyed sense of goal.
相反的，它更表现你是刚强的，你对生命有一个明确的目标。
It's a refusal to exalt ourselves.
它是不愿意抬高自己。
And this doesn't lead to incompetence or passivity.
这并不代表你没有能力，或者是你是消极的。
It means that we're strong enough not to require attention or pampering.
相反，这意味着我们是足够的强，所以我们不是每次是任何时候都要求别人给我们有注意。呵护我们。
See, we then have the resources to give rather than being so fragile that we need constant support.
因为我们有从神那里的爱可以给予我们周围的人，而不是一直要从别人那里得到爱。
We become mature believers and we're able then to care for the needs of others.
当我们作为一个成熟的信徒的时候，我们就可以帮助周围人的需要。
Lastly, the seven areas of biblical oneness.Should make our personal and cultural differences pale in significance.
这个属灵里，这段经文里有属灵上的七个一，它使我们能够让我们使得我们在文化上的或者种族上的差异就显得是微不足道的。
Most everyone in this church is Chinese.
在这个教会绝大多数人都是中国人。
Are there any cultural differences here?
我们这里有没有文化上的差异呢
？Lots, aren't there?
我们有很多。
And you see, even though you and I may have personal differences,
也许我们之间有个人之间的差别。
There may be cultural differences within our church.
我们教会之内会有文化上的差异。
But because we have unity in Christ, that's more important than anything.
但是因为我们在基督里有合一，这就是最主要的，大过我们 文化上的差异。
And it's time to emphasize our commonality in Christ rather than our differences as people.
我们应该看更看重的是我们在基督里合一的身份，而不是我们互相之间的差异。
Amen.
Amen. 对，我们都同意。
We see Paul's then pattern how we can have unity.
我们来看保罗的关于合一的模式，我们怎样才能有合一？
When I was working on my brakes.
当牧师在修他的那个车刹车的时候
I would work on the brakes for a little while.
他会在修他的刹车修一会儿
Then I'd go to the other side and say, how did that go?
他会跑到另一个方面看看啊、哦、这个怎么样了
So I looked at the pattern so that I could do things right.
所以他看他比较左边和右边，所以他知道怎么做。
See, we go to the Bible as believers and we say, how does God want us to have this church?
我们会按照圣经看圣经上神的教导，说我们怎么样建立我们的教会。
What's it going to take for us to have unity here?
我们怎样才能有合一呢？
This church is important because it's because of this church that the gospel goes out to this community.
我们的教会是很重要的，因为通过我们的教会，福音能够传到我们周围的社区。
One of the most important things that we can do as brothers and sisters in Christ is to make sure our church has unity so that we can go out with one voice in this community.
我们最主要的就是我们教会应该有合一，这样的话我们就有一个同样的声音能够传神的福音。
This church was established 20 years ago because people saw a need.
这个教会是20年前被建立的，因为那个时候我们看到了那时候的弟兄姊妹看到了一个需要。
One of the main reasons I'm here is because I understand that the Church of Jesus Christ is important.
牧师在这里服侍也是因为他认识到基督的教会是非常重要的。
Christ died for this church.
基督为我们这个教会在十字架上受死。
And you and I have a moral responsibility to make sure this church glorifies God.
我们在座的每一个人都有对耶稣对基督的这个责任，让我们的教会能够给神带来荣耀。
We need to set aside all of our personal differences and look to the Lord and look out and not look within at ourselves.
我们应该放掉我们人与人之间的差别，而是把我们的眼放在耶稣基督身上，让我们往外看，不是往里看。
Brother Hightower, would you read verses 4-6?
我们来读一下以弗所书4章4到6节。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召。同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也在众人之内，也住在众人之内。
Now these seven areas give us a oneness in Christ.
这个七个一给我们在基督里有一样有合一。
We are one body, all baptized into one body.
我们都受洗到一个肢体上。
First Corinthians 12:13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节这样讲
And this is the universal church.
都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，这讲的就是我们普世的教会。
And then there's one spirit, a pledge of our inheritance, Ephesians 1:14.
还有就是一灵，以弗所书一章十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
The spirit of God is like a woman's engagement ring.
圣灵神赐给我们的圣灵就像一个女孩子她结婚的那个订婚的那个戒指。
Ladies, you remember when you got that first engagement ring?
在座的那个太太们记不记得你先生给你买的那个订婚的戒指
？Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But what we do with the Holy Spirit is that we were given the Holy Spirit at salvation, and we have this Holy Spirit within us until we see the wonderful, beautiful bridegroom in heaven, Jesus Christ.
就是当我们认识神的时候，神也赐给我们圣灵，我们会保存这个圣灵，直到有一天我们能够在天上见到主耶稣基督。
Once the Spirit enters us, He never leaves.
当圣灵进入我们的话，他永远也不会离开。
Then we have one hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
然后我们有一个指望，是哥罗西书一章二十七节，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
We have one Lord. Salvation is found in no one else.
我们有一主，《使徒行传》四章十二节这样讲：除他以外，别无拯救。
We have one faith.
我们有一信。
The faith that was once entrusted or delivered to the saints.
就犹大书三节，从前一次交付圣徒的真理真道。
Then there's one baptism, a baptism into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13.
有一洗，哥林多前书十二章十三节，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
This does not teach water baptism.
这个不是讲，这讲的不是说我们用手洗，用水来洗礼。
This passage teaches a spirit baptism into the body of Christ, which occurs at the beginning of every believer's spiritual life.
他讲的是我们一个圣灵的受洗，能够洗到受洗到基督的身体里，是我们每个信徒我们属灵生命开始的时候得到的东西。
Then one God and Father of all.
我们有一位神是所有的，就是那个生命记六章四节，一神就是众人的父。
Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
他说以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
There are three monotheistic or one God faiths.
我们在这个世界上有三个一神教。
We have Islam, Judaism, and Christianity.
我们有伊斯兰教、犹太教和基督教，都是相信有一位神的。
They all profess that the Lord God is their God.
他们都相信上帝是他们的神。
The difference is Jesus.
但他们之间的区别就是有耶稣基督。
Only Christianity professes the risen and living Savior.
只有基督教宣称一个从死里复活的，而且还是在活着的一个救主。
And Jesus is part of the triune God.
耶稣是三位一体的上帝的一部分。
Why is unity possible within a church with so many cultural and personal differences?
为什么就是我们有这么多的文化上的个人上的差距，为什么教会会能够有合一呢？
Because all Christians are one in Christ.
因为所有的基督徒都在基督里是一体的。
The Spirit indwells every Christian.
圣灵在我们内住在每个基督徒的心里。
Christ is our hope.
基督是我们的希望。
Jesus is the only way to God.
耶稣是通往上帝的唯一的道路。
Trusting in Christ alone.
把信心放在基督的身上。
Spirit baptism at salvation.
在救赎时我们得的圣灵的洗。
And God the Father is sovereign.
我们的圣父是有主权的。
The mission and unity of our church is at stake.
合一对教会的使命是至关重要，密不可分的。
Unity and mission go together.
合一和我们的传道的这个事工是合一的，不可分的。
Unity is not the goal.
合一并不是我们的最终的目的。
Unity in Christ is the goal.
在基督里的合一是我们的目的。
Unity that comes from a shared faith and a shared knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们的合一是来自我们对基督的共同的信念和对我们救恩的共同的经历。
We as Christians do not have to believe in everything to have unity.
我们作为基督徒并不是我们每个人都是一模一样的才能有合一。
We will not agree on everything.
我们不可能在所有的事情上都有共同的意见。
How many meetings have you been in this church? You know what I'm talking about.
如果你来过我们教会的会员大会的话，你会知道我们会有不同的意见的。
But we need to have unity of a common commitment to Christ.
但是我们要活出对基督共同委身的这样的一个合一。
The formula made popular by Reverend Richard Baxter is still good advice today.
有一个牧师叫Richard Baxter， 他有一个非常流行的说法，他是我们对我们如何能够合一的一个比较好的指导。
Unity in essentials，
就是在关键的事情上要合一。
Liberty in incidentals，
在小事上我们可以有自由。
And in all things charity or love，
但是在所有的事情上都要有慈悲和爱。
I will close with the illustration of how these four virtues gives real meaning.To our mission.
在结束之前，我要用一个故事来说明这四个美德如何为我们在传道工作中带来真正的意义。
When H. Stanley went to Africa in 1871 to find and report on David Livingstone,
有一个叫斯坦利的人，1871年他去非洲去来采访一个很有名的传道人，去非洲传道的人叫 Livingstone.
He spent several months in the missionary's company.
他在这个传道人周围住了好几个月。
Carefully observing the man and his work.
他仔细地观察他这个人和他的工作。
Livingston never spoke to Stanley about spiritual matters.
这个传道人从来没有给斯坦利讲过属灵上的事情。
But Livingston's loving and patient compassion for the African people was beyond Stanley's comprehension.
但是这个传道人 Livingston 对非洲人的耐心和爱，他的同情远远超过这个记者的所能了解的。
Stanley could not understand how the missionary could have such love and patience for these backward people.
这个记者他不能了解，他说这个传道人为什么能够对这些非常落后的、非常就是不信神的人有这样的耐心，有这样的爱心。
And these were pagan people, and he had ministered them for years.
他们都是不信神的人，很落后的人。他们但是这个传道人服侍他们很多年。
And Livingston literally spent himself in constant service for those who he had no reason except for the love of Christ to love.
就是如果没有耶稣的爱的话，他对那些他没有理由会爱那些人，但是。这个传道人是多年如一日的服侍他们。
Stanley wrote this in his journal.
这个记者在他的日记上这样写。
When I saw that unwearied patience,
当我看到他孜孜不倦的耐心
，that untiring zeal,
那不知疲倦的热情
，and those enlightened sons of Africa,
和那些得救的非洲人
，I became a Christian at his side, though he spoke to me not a word.
我在他的身边成了一个基督徒。虽然在这段时间里他从来没有给我传过道。
Our unity in Christ and our love for one another will bring the bond of peace to this church.
我们在基督里的合一和我们彼此的相爱可以为我们教会带来和平和团结。
Only then can we fulfill our commitment to the mission of Christ's church.
这样只有这样我们才能完成基督给我们教会的使命。
And that's to reach out into the world with the life-changing gospel.
那就是把这个能够改变生命的福音带到这个失落的世界。
A gospel that will save and transform the lives of people who need the Lord.
这个福音能够改变和拯救那些需要神的福音的人们。
Let us pray.
我们来一起祷告。
God, challenge our hearts today.
神啊，来给我们一个挑战，给我们的心一个挑战。
Help us to realize, Lord, these four virtues are what we need at our church.
让我们意识到这个四个美德是我们教会所需要的。
God, we need humility.
神啊，我们需要有谦卑。
We need to realize, Lord, that you're always here.
我们要意识到你一直都在我们身边。
We need to look, Lord, at our own selves and realize how sinful we are.
我们要看看我们自己，看到我们有多么的罪恶。
And we need to realize, Lord, that we are equal with our brothers and sisters in Christ here.
让我们看到我们每个弟兄姊妹的价值。
The ground is level at the foot of the cross.
我们每一个人在你的面前都是一样的肮脏罪恶。
We need to be people who are gentle.
我们需要有温柔的心。
People who are nurturing and caring people.
让我们能够帮助我们的弟兄姊妹成长。
We need to be people, God, who are patient people.
让我们做有耐心的人。
We need to be people, Lord, who have tolerant, forbearing love.
让我们有宽容的爱。
We need, Lord, with one voice to let this community know that we are a church that loves people.
给我们这个教会一个合一的声音，让我们能够跟我们周围的社区传扬你的福音。
A church that has a desire, Lord, to reach out in this community with the life-changing gospel of Jesus.
让我们教会能够完成你给我们的使命，把你这个能够改变生命的福音传给我们的周围的人。
Help us to be a people who are willing, Lord, to follow the call of a life worthy of the gospel of Jesus.
让我们做像保罗呼召那样，让我们的生命活出配得你给我们的呼召。
And Lord, if there's anything between any one of us in this church and the other, God, I pray, God, help us to work these things out in love.
我们在座的人与人之间可能有不同的矛盾和过犯，就是求神让你用你的大爱来包容我们，让我们能够互相能够和解。
And this way we can have unity in Christ.
这样我们在教会里就能有合一。
This way your hand of blessing can be on our church.
这样你的祝福就会临到我们每个人的身上。
We can see people saved.
我们可以看到人们得救。
We can see our church grow.
我们可以看到我们的教会能够发展。
And we can see, Lord, amazing things happen because we're honoring you with our lives.
我们可以看到你做了不在我们生命中做了不起的事情，因为我们的生命来要荣耀你。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
各位弟兄姐妹平安，感谢神借着他自己的仆人的口将再